We're back with Maddie in the Morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Bill,
Bill in the room.
He had a piece of paper over his camera.
That's my fault. I threw it to him and he didn't grab it.
Bill, you can't hold the paper up over the
camera. No, Bex put it on my screen without saying it.
Oh, God.
Billy, I said, here's your script.
Well, you laid it right over the screen.
Well, that way you pay attention and grab it.
She thought you were going to.
Boy, everybody! It on the screen. Wow, I thought they wrote it for you, and now it's. So basically, Bex hands you your script.
No, it was the sponsor for the report. Whatever, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, Lisa.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Now the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
God, I don't have enough problems.
Yeah. I know. Never.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Brady going back to the Super Bowl for a 10th time. The final call right here last night.
To go on the road and win another road playoff game is just a great achievement. You know, now home Super Bowl for the first time in NFL history, I think, puts a lot of cool things in perspective. Anytime you're the first time doing something, it's usually a pretty good thing.
Yeah. 10 times to a Super Bowl, Tom Brady. Got to root for him now, buddy. I know we were rooting for Aaron. You got to root for Tom now.
No, I don't.
You got to do it.
I was totally into Tom until we did the show, and now you guys are, like, ruining it for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's too much hype. Like I said, hey, this is cool, and then you and Bex, oh, he's the GOAT and all that. That makes me not like him.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
God. Why can't you support?
I want to lose
you
the GOAT,
overdo everything. You guys, yeah. It's like
the
pink hats. Oh, yeah.
He's the GOAT.
Oh, boy, did you see that? I don't know.
I love that you refuse to support him because he's so good.
Well, see, I have a different kind of wife. I have, like, my wife and I, it's like, the old days, you know what I mean? I'm watching football. She's doing something else. And I go, hey, Brady won. And she goes, you know, which one is Brady? See, that to me, that's more, you know what I mean, old school.
Yeah.
I'm not used to the gals all having a sports opinion. I don't ask you how to sew on a button, do I?
Okay, there's so many girls out there that do great.
Sew on a button. Okay.
There's a lot of girls out there that know more
about sports.
Oh, my God.
You know that my husband knows how to sew a button.
I just want to be fired.
Okay.
So crazy.
I have such a death wish at this radio station. I'm going to keep making comments like that until I'm thrown out on the street.
It's so sexist.
I have four daughters. I'm a feminist. I just say these things.
To
hopefully get fired.
Matt, you missed it. Lisa said Tim knows how to sew a button.
He does. Yep. He knows how to use the thimble, too. So.
Oh, wow.
You don't need the thimble.
I know, but he said that he used to use
it. Yeah, otherwise it hurt himself.
Finger?
I have no idea.
I've never, ever used a thimble.
I know, I haven't either.
I've sewn stuff.
That's why when he said he knew it, I was like, why?
What's the thimble?
That's what I said. I said, no one uses the thimble.
Well, he was in a big family. He probably had to do a lot of things.
His own darning, right? Yeah. Yeah, 11 kids.
In that game yesterday, a couple of questionable calls for the Packers coach, Matt LaFleur, and he responded to that field goal call right here. Matt LaFleur, Packers coach.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, anytime it doesn't work out, you always regret it, right? But it was just the circumstances of having three shots, coming away with no yards, and knowing that you not only need the touchdown, but you'd need the 2-point. So the way I was looking at it was, we essentially had four timeouts with the 2-minute warning. And, you know, we knew we needed to get a stop. And I thought we were going to have a stop there at the end, but, you know, we got called for the PI. And it didn't work out. So I think anytime something doesn't work out, do you regret it? Sure.
Shut up.
Whoa.
It was the worst call in the history of football.
It screamed off the TV. Like,
what are you, crazy? It made no difference. You're still going to need the touchdown.
Yep.
Right? So you're protecting the 2-point conversion thing? Come on, man. Remember they used to have that thing on ESPN? They used to do that? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the story is Tom Brady is headed back to the Super Bowl, and I don't think we saw this coming. But it's a big story, and it's going to be Brady against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And by the way, Gronk last night, right after the game, from the TV, the team bus, did an interview with James Corden, and they hear some of it right here.
Do you celebrate tonight, or do you save it all for 2 weeks' time?
You know, now that I've been to a couple Super Bowls, you know, the first Super Bowl I went to, let me tell you, I kind of celebrated really hard after the AFC Championship game when, you know, I still had a game left, you know, sure. Practices and everything. You know, I'm kind of little, been there and done that now, so I'm going to save it for, you know, after the game.
Gronk, tell me, I'm interested to know, was there a moment tonight where you and Tom Brady look at each other and go, I can't believe we're doing it again?
Yes, we did. And I didn't see him until we got in the locker room, and we just gave each other a big hug and said, this is what it's all about. This is why we came down here. This is, you know, this is a dream. We just gave each other a big hug and said, man, we're doing it. We're doing it. And we're doing it big, and it's for real. We're going to the Super Bowl. We came down here to Tampa, man. Let's keep going, and let's finish it off.
I swear to God, I listened to that interview, and I'm rooting for Kansas City. Ugh. Oh, yeah, it's a dream. And Corden, like, sucking up to him.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that interview?
Well, don't you remember
Even
Gronk
I wouldn't
Beach?
Do it. This guy's a comedian from Scotland or somewhere. What is this straight interview? Well, did you guys feel that we're doing it? Shut up.
Well, it's funny you say that.
God, that just ruins it for me.
It was so grumpy.
Yeah, I know.
Great.
The story is, back at Gronk Beach, James Corden's mom and dad were in a DJ booth at one of the parties with Gronk while he was dancing, and they were dancing with Gronk and the DJ.
Wow, booth, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do you remember Gronk Beach? Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. All started at Gronk Beach.
Yep.
Go Kansas City, boy. You just ruined
goodness.
It for me. I
knew
Bill
you were
has
on the,
ruined
you were
more
on the
of
Tom
my
train.
Moments in my life. Ugh. When are you going to play Sorry by Justin Bieber? Just to...
That's Lonely, I think.
Yeah,
Lonely. That drives you up a wall.
What's it called?
Lonely.
Lonely. But wait a minute. You were rooting for Aaron Rodgers going into the game yesterday, and this morning you said you were rooting for Patrick Mahomes. So there. Super Bowl February 7th. We already knew the weekend would do the halftime show, and he will. Miley Cyrus over the weekend went on social to announce she's going to perform a Super Bowl tailgate party on TikTok. And over the weekend, Halsey announced she is canceling her tour. That tour was set for June, postponed until this summer, and now she's canceled it altogether because of COVID. And the Britney Spears documentary, Framing Britney Spears, will air on FX February 5th. It's part of a New York Times series. And over the weekend, reports surfaced that Sam Smith is now on Tinder and looking for love. And also reports now that Kourtney Kardashian is dating Travis Barker.
Who's he?
He's from Blink-182.
Yeah.
He's the drummer.
He has so many tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's all
His whole
tattooed
neck
up.
Is tattooed.
Yeah. Conor McGregor got the spit kicked out of him in the octagon.
Boy, did he ever.
Oh, my God. He took so many shots and kicks.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at Travis Barker. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot
God,
of
he
tats.
Looks like a monster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From Scott
Oh, my
Disick
God.
Yeah,
that.
She has a weird, she has weird taste in men.
He's got the tats on his
Everywhere,
face.
Yeah.
Oh, that is gross.
Great drummer.
Dude can play
yeah.
the drum.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a good
he's
drummer.
He's very talented.
Yeah.
Pounds on it.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen this dude?
Oh, yeah. That's why I said it was not a choice.
Not for you.
Well, Scott Disick is just such a beautiful man.
Lord like, Disick.
Remember we all met him? We were like, mm-hmm. whoa.
Very handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah, good looking guy.
This guy.
Yeah, so Conor McGregor just was beaten to a pulp. And this was Conor after he woke up and stood up for the post-fight interview right here.
I have no excuses here. It was a phenomenal performance by Dustin. And that's it, you know. I don't know what to say. I'm going to go back. I'm going to chill out. I'm just going to. I'll watch the full fight and get a better grasp on it. But the leg was compromised, and I was rushing the shots a little bit, and you know, I didn't adjust. And that's that. You know, it's a bitter pill to swallow.
I'm not sure he knew where he was when the interview happened.
I know he sounded pretty lucid.
I know
because I mean, if you saw him on, I
oh
just.
Just one shot after another, just pounding away at him. Celt's going to play the Bulls tonight. Bruins will play the Penguins tomorrow night. We are brought to you by YourHomeForSale.com, your local and trusted real estate resource. YourHomeForSale.com is your advantage in today's real estate market throughout Greater Boston and beyond. So trust the experts at the Home Advantage team of Gibson Sotheby's International Realty. Just go to YourHomeForSale.com, and there you go.
Let's go. Hey.